The Senate Judiciary Committee will consider a bill to beef up training on how and when to use tasers on prisoners. Captain David Knight says the Polk County Sheriff's Department uses tasers in its jail.
We booked in roughly 21,000 people through our facility last year. We average roughly somewhere between about 960 to 975 on a daily basis of inmates, and we use the taser 18 times.
Knight describes the extensive training and oversight his department provides. The Senate bill would standardize such training across the state. One senator on the committee is a deputy sheriff himself in his life outside the legislature and an advocate for the use of the stun guns on inmates.
These things have little lasers on them, and you'd be amazed when you put that laser dot on somebody how compliant they become when they weren't.
That's State Senator Democrat Steve Sodders. He says tasers have advantages over pepper spray.
You know, once you deploy pepper spray, it's not like it just goes on the person you're spraying. The officer gets it. Anybody in that room gets it. That's much more messier than a dry stun or anything else for compliance.
Sodder says he hopes his department will approve tasers for officers on the street as well as those in the jail. But another Democratic senator, Tom Courtney of Burlington, worries the weapons are being misused. Two inmates sued in his home district.
One was a woman in Muscatine who was, I think, mentally ill, and she was handcuffed and shackled in a cell. They'd ask her to change clothes. She didn't do it when they told her to, so they tased her. The other one was two guys in Burlington that I think they had them subdued on their knees with their hands behind their back, and one of them, a police officer, a county sheriff deputy tasered one of them.
And Courtney says the $200,000 paid out in settlements to the two inmates would have paid for a lot of training. Courtney wonders if officers are taught to make good judgments about who to tase and who not. For example, maybe you'd need to zap a male inmate but not a female. Captain Knight disagrees.
And if I've got the 90-pound girl that's out there and she's kicking the living daylights out of my officers, the only way to get that person under control is going to use that. And it's just because she's 90 pounds doesn't mean that it's going to kill her.
Senator Courtney recalls being stung with a cattle prod as a child and wonders how that compares. Captain Knight explains a modern laser gun attacks the nervous system, so muscles tighten up and it's hard to move. Judiciary Committee Chair Cedar Rapids Democrat Rob Hogue expects action soon on his bill to standardize taser training across the state, including identifying which inmates might be harmed by their use.
But it's Senate Study Bill 3077. I believe Senator Courtney has been assigned that bill and will be having a subcommittee meeting in the upcoming days.
Meanwhile, Senator Sodders anticipates some upcoming training back in the Sheriff's Department at State Center. Officers will learn firsthand how the stun gun feels.
And so I'm going to have to get zapped by it here pretty soon. I'm not looking too forward to that.
But the senator says it's all part of the training required, so officers make good decisions, sometimes in a matter of seconds. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.